Members of Parliament, majorly coming from northern Uganda's region with South Sudanese refugee settlements, are planning to change the current Act on Refugees. They are preparing to bring a motion on the amendment of Refugee Act of 2006 enshrined in the country's constitution. They argue the current one is inadequate. They want the districts that host refugees to be involved, especially in the drafting of the budget. Currently, the local governments in the district are not part of the planning processes in the matters of the refugees. These members of parliament convene under their umbrella called Greater North Parliamentary Forum. The chairperson of the forum, Honorable Leandro Kumakech, supports the idea of amending the law.
As it stands now, they have no legal provision for local governments in northern Uganda to give support to refugees. Everything has been centralized to the office of the Prime Minister, where again there are also challenges in terms of funds management.
He says the new law would accommodate local governments, especially those that host refugees, to get fully involved in the decision making as far as facilitating delivering of services towards refugees is concerned. He says if the amendments are done, it would mean loads of inconsistencies would be minimized. Recently, the government of Uganda recommended an investigation of some officers in the office of the Prime Minister on the allegations of misuse of funds. The funds were meant to aid delivery of services to the refugees. This has triggered changes in the way records about the refugees are taken. Biometric methods have been introduced and rolled out. The office of the Prime Minister is an office which is charged with handling refugee-related issues on behalf of Ugandan government. UNHCR estimates over 1,400,000 refugees are hosted in Uganda, most of whom are found in the districts along South Sudan-Uganda borderline, stretching from Acholi sub-region all the way to West Nile area. The chairperson of Arua District, Wadri Sam Nyakwa, reiterates the words of the leader of the forum of members of parliament. He says the refugee law needs to be revised in order for the inclusion of local governments to deal with the refugee-related issues directly.
Local governments must be catered for very clearly in the Refugee Act, because at the moment we are not mentioned anywhere and therefore we are third parties. At the moment we don't have any independent budgeting of our own, because we have to wait from OPM, we have to wait from UNHCR.
He adds that usually the office of the Prime Minister plus UNHCR slaps them with poorly planned activities. She went on to say that most of such activities are not designed to address the core issues. He thinks the planning team at local levels can do better, since they are well aware with their own situations. He says local leaders are the custodians as well as the hosts of the refugees, meaning they are well informed about the refugees. The chairperson of the Local Council 5 of Uganda's Adjumani district, James Leko, fears if the current law remains, his district may continue to deteriorate in all aspects. Arguably, it is believed the number of South Sudanese refugees living in Adjumani district is equal to the number of the host community. James wishes a new approach of dealing with the refugee issues were put in place soon, or else he thinks the population in the district will always be underserved, something he believes would affect average citizens heavily. For CBN News, I am Michael Ojok in Uganda's district of Gulu.